13:39. I've just walked outside and observed the Virgil of Rome moving around the open air outside the church, moving around from left to right, in and out. I guess he's hovering outside particularly to get the arrival of the bride. My iPhone has run out of battery. Outside the church now, Roger has strolled right straight down in the direction of the arriving bride, who's arrived in a red car. Looks awfully like a car I can't remember the name of. But he's there, around the edge, knows the people already. He's photographing, smile on his face. A good 40 or 50 yards away from me. Yeah, feet apart, solid on the ground. Nobody seems to pay any attention to him. The two bridesmaids are wrapped up in themselves and their pale pink colors. He's walking right alongside them, taking photographs of the look on their face. They just carry on. He's very, very close to them, I must say, and they're laughing and joking and turning around. And you know, to have a photographer right up close to you and you completely ignore him, it's quite unusual for me to see that anyway. So Roger hovers around. I mean, from a distance, he just looks like an ordinary wedding photographer, but it's when you look closely at what he's doing, it looks to me to be... Nobody's paying any attention to him whatsoever. He looks down at his own camera, he looks there, car goes past and beeps in the Irish, world tradition. What looks like a Jaguar to me, pulls up outside. Lady in red gets out first. Out of the car, Roger whips, changes camera. Got in between, hovers around the back of the three bridesmaids. Gets right up close as if he was going to stick the camera right into the back of one of them. He's getting so close, it's incredible. He's bending right down between the ladies. And he's just getting the photograph of the bride who is... he's getting right in there with the camera. Okay, the bride's father is there too. The bride's father's mainly interested in hitching up his own trousers, and he's got dark glasses on. Roger is talking to the bride. He's speaking to her. He's raising his right hand to his head on the right above his ear. There's a lot of chat going on there, and Roger is taking no photographs until now, when the bride is no longer paying any attention to him. Now he takes the photographs. She turns her head to the left and right. He moves. Now he walks straight away from them, straight ahead of them, in front of the church. He is the only person other than the bride, the bride's father, and the three bridesmaids together in the group. He's got unrivaled access to what's going on. Nobody else can see. The priest is now dressed in the robes. He's running now. He's having to run on the grass to get into a different position. He's wanting to run in front of the action so that he can get into the right position. And I'm kind of running to get into the church, to get out of the way. He's down on knees. He's got his left knee flat against the ground, and he's shooting from that level, probably from the hip height, really, as the five people, the father, the bride, and the three. And everything is moving fast in the direction of the church. Now the action is speeding up and getting out of the way so I can't observe. He's placing himself, he's throwing the camera back over his shoulder. Maybe he's moving to the other camera now. Yes, he is. Whipping up the other camera. Standing upright. Standing outside. Very exciting. The videographer has gone to the church. Roger is at the door. The videographer is back from the action, chatting to one of the guests.
guests. Roger chats to no guests. He's shooting by the door, bending ever so slightly over it, walks right up the centre of the church, heading for the altar. There he got a tension of where he's going to shoot from in his mind. He's almost the only person beside the priest in the church who's standing right there. Wonderful looks of all the sort of looks you could never.
Now you will feel no cold, for each of you will be warmth to the other. Now there is no more loneliness, for each of you will be companion to the other. Now you are two bodies, but there is only one life between you. Go now to your dwelling place, and enter into the days of your togetherness. And may your days be good and long.
A prayer of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish, it does not take offence, and it is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure.
Yes, Mary, come. Move to the front of the church. No, express there.
I'm not bribing, please
don't.
She's very shy.
Roger moves along to the church, well away from the action. Stands in the centre of the aisle. Miles away from what's going on. There is a man with a little flash camera.
Kieran and Mike, you come to this lovely church here at Bosworth. The Lord may see your love in the presence of your parents, your friends, relations, and all of us who are here. Christ blesses your love. He has already consecrated you in baptism, and now by a special sacrament, he strengthens you, Kieran and Mike, to fulfill the duties of your married life. So I say now, Kira and Mike, you are about to celebrate this sacrament. Have you come here of your own free will and choice and without compulsion to marry each other? We love and honour and cherish and respect each other in marriage all the days of your life. Are you willing to accept with love the children God may send you and bring them up in accordance with the law of Christ and of his church? I invite you then to declare for God and his church your consent to become husband. So Kieran, my first little duty.